We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Tap Tap Marsh Note shares viewers. Tap Tap Marsh Note means welcome in Mongolian, a language spoken by about 5 million people, mainly in Mongolia. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93K and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendlesat. And in Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimon Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villamayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villamayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, and Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Río, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiaole Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Puzhou City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC-CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Khmer Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Shla Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khotor, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Kingdom increases its donation to £40 million for the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF. In conservation news, the number of European otters in Andalusia, Spain substantially increases. In environmental news, a wildlife sanctuary in Bangladesh is protected by green sari-clad ladies. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 24th, Easter, the joyous Christian holiday honoring the resurrection of Lord Jesus, is celebrated in the Western Christian and the Eastern Orthodox churches. It is a time to contemplate eternal life. This uplifting occasion is one of the most important days in the church year. Special services are held, which include readings from the Holy Bible and the singing of inspirational hymns. There are also warm family gatherings and the wearing of colorful new clothes. We wish all our Christian brethren a blessed Easter filled with much heavenly upliftment.
Flying news.
Wildfires destroy lands in northern Mexico. More than 2,500 hectares of land have been lost to five fires in three different municipalities of Quintana Roo State in northern Mexico, with the worst affected towns being Felipe Carrillo Puerto, Benito Juarez, and Santa Julia. Some 500 local fire agents, along with 140 National Forest Commission personnel, as well as volunteers from other states, have arrived to help out put out the fires. Six specially equipped planes from the United States were also dispatched as Mexican officials announced plans to set out food and water for wild animals that are at risk from the fire as well. Our appreciation, Mexican government, local firefighters, and all those from abroad for your quick and united effort to extinguish the flames. May stability and safety swiftly return to our Mexican brethren as we all remember to care for our delicate environment.
International recovery efforts continue in Japan. Since the deadly 9.0 magnitude earthquake and ensuing tsunami devastated northeast Japan on March 11th, the National Police Agency has confirmed the loss of over 14,200 lives and listed more than 12,200 others missing, although an unknown number of people are still unaccounted for. Over 13,000 people remain in shelters due to the disasters and resulting nuclear accident at the Tokyo Electric Power Company, or TEPCO, Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant.
A recent agreement on the part of some municipalities has allowed the assistance of international medical help, with a four-member team of doctors from Jordan scheduled to arrive in Fukushima City on Monday, April 25th, to assist a growing number of people experiencing circulation problems due to their prolonged stay at the crowded shelters. Another team from Thailand will also arrive on May 9th to treat children. On Friday, April 22nd, Emperor Akihito and Empress Michiko made their second visit to disaster-affected residents as they went to offer their empathy and encouragement in the devastated Otsupota Kitabaraki City in Ibaraki Prefecture. TEPCO President Masataka Shimizu meanwhile visited a shelter in Fukushima Prefecture's Koriyama City to offer his apologies to evacuees who had been forced to leave their homes due to high radioactivity from the troubled Fukushima Daiichi facility.
Due to the evacuations, tens of thousands of farm animals were abandoned, many of whom perished after being left without food. With the accident rated as severe as that of the 1986 Chernobyl catastrophe, a team of Japan's agricultural officials visited an area near Chernobyl, Ukraine, where a special long-term study is being conducted to evaluate decontamination efforts on farmland. The International Commission on Radiological Protection, meanwhile, called for more radiation checks in Fukushima, and on Saturday, Fukushima Prefectural government officials announced the possible implementation of periodic health checkups for residents, along with monitoring the long-term health of children.
As the six-week crisis continues at the Fukushima power plant, workers are pumping water into the reactors in desperate cooling efforts. At reactor number one, where the fuel rods are believed to be the most severely damaged, 6 tons of water is being injected per hour. The Japanese Nuclear and Industrial Safety Agency has expressed concerns that the added pressure from the water may be making components of the building more susceptible to earthquakes and is recommending frequent checks for durability. On Friday, the head of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, or OECD, Angel Gurria, announced the international organization's readiness to send experts who would assist in checking the safety of the Japan's existing nuclear plants. Meanwhile, in Georgia, USA, a failed breaker set off the automatic shutdown of a nuclear reactor at Vogtle Electric Generating Plant on Wednesday. Saying on Friday that no threats to public health or safety had been found, plant officials said the reactor would be restarted once the components that may have led to the failure are replaced.
We thank the Japanese and international governments, medical and relief personnel, and nuclear experts working to ensure the welfare of the disaster affected. May heaven grace the Japanese people with continued resiliency as we join in benevolent efforts to protect the ecosphere and all lives.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Citizens speak out. People gathering in the name of freedom, human rights, and democratic representation continues in countries and regions across the globe, including Bolivia, Burkina Faso, Egypt, Formosa or Taiwan, China, Honduras, Hong Kong, Iraq, Iran, Ivory Coast, Morocco, Oman, Pakistan, Syria, Western Sahara, and Yemen.
On Friday, April 22nd, hundreds of the Sahrawi people in the disputed territory of Western Sahara formed a human chain together with members of solidarity groups from Italy, Spain, the UK, Germany, South Africa, Argentina, Cuba, and Venezuela to protest Morocco's occupation and claim of sovereignty over the region.
According to the Sudanese regional news agency, Bor Globe Press, 9 university student protesters were injured by government forces on Wednesday in Zalingay and had to be transferred to a hospital for treatment as they gathered with other students to call for a halt to the killing of the people of Darfur and for President Bashir to be tried by the International Criminal Court. On Thursday, 16 male and female student protesters were arrested in Khartoum, with many still detained from earlier demonstrations.
In Iraq on Thursday, the government declared an all-day curfew as security forces set up checkpoints to prevent citizens from attending a rally in Mosul, intended to protest ongoing US military presence in the country.
After tens of thousands of Kurdish citizens in Turkey protested the election board's decision to ban 12 Kurdish politicians from standing in upcoming elections, the board reversed its decision Friday and has allowed at least 8 to enter the race.
Sheikh Ahmed Al-Tayeb of Egypt's Al-Azhar, one of the most respected institutions in the Sunni branch of Islam, spoke out against the leadership that has allowed such deadly violence in countries such as Libya, Syria, and Yemen, as he urged all Muslims to assist and support the oppressed in Arab nations.
In Yemen, hundreds of thousands of protesters gathered on Friday to demand the immediate resignation of President Ali Abdullah Saleh, with CNN reporting that even Yemeni tribes with historical differences were uniting in this call. Pro-government rallies were also held on Friday, although past reports indicated that these are paid participants. The government, meanwhile, arrested dozens of soldiers and military officers who had joined the pro-democracy protesters. On Saturday, President Saleh accepted a resignation proposal mediated by the Gulf Cooperation Council, saying that he would agree to step down within 30 days and transfer presidential powers to a deputy with certain conditions, including immunity from prosecution for himself and his family. According to several media sources, minority party members responded with reservations, saying, for example, that they would not join in forming a unity government until after he had left office. They also said they could not guarantee another condition of the proposal, which was to end the demonstrations, saying that they could not sufficiently influence the actions of the tens of thousands of mainly young protesters who were demanding the president's immediate departure from office. Meanwhile, Sultan al-Barakani, deputy secretary general of Yemen's ruling political party, also announced acceptance of the Gulf Cooperation Council's proposal in full.
Following attacks by government forces on pro-democracy activists that resulted in at least 75 deaths on Friday, two Syrian members of parliament resigned in protest of the violence. As reported by Al Jazeera, former parliament member Nasir al-Hariri said, "After I failed to protect my sons from the treacherous shots, there is no point in me staying in parliament. I announce now that I am stepping down." Hundreds of Saudi citizens in Katif Sihat and Awamiya on Friday rallied in solidarity with Bahraini protesters and to demand the immediate withdrawal of their country's troops from Bahrain, along with human rights reform and the release of political prisoners.
"With sorrow for the cherished lives lost, we are encouraged by the signs of dawning tranquility in conflicted regions as we pray for an end to all fighting and that people in every nation may decide in favor of shared dignity, freedom, and peace."
In sorrowful response to these unfortunate world events, Supreme Master Qinghai lovingly reminds, "If the road is wrong, the more we walk on it, the more we go wrong. Any leaders who committed harm to others should stop at once, sincerely repent to God, and act to redeem their mistaken deeds. Then they will be pardoned, even if humans can't forgive. Heaven will."
Guatemala celebrates heartfelt Easter. In the week leading up to the spiritually significant day of Easter, Guatemalan Christians hold a number of celebrations in colorful and grand traditions to honor the holy sacrifice and miraculous resurrection of Lord Jesus Christ. Known as Holy Week, the days are filled with parades, processions, and other festivities in Guatemala City and nationwide, immersed in cultural and spiritual significance to mark the occasion. Prayers and spiritual retreats are also observed, including the younger generation, where faith is renewed and strengthened through discourses on God and the life of Jesus. We wish a joyful Holy Week and Easter celebration to the soulful people of Guatemala, as well as all Christians of the world. May such remembrances uplift all spirits towards ever more insightful realizations of the divine.
Save Our Planet. The Riviera Times reports that His Serene Highness Prince Albert II of Monaco unveils new solar panels on the roof of Villa Girasol, the headquarters of his charitable foundation, providing power for a 1,200 square meter office space occupied by 25 staff.
Save Our Planet. The U.S. Department of Energy allocates $1.6 billion to support California's Bumper Solar Energy Generating System, the largest solar plant in the country, designed to supply power to 85,000 homes annually.
Warning news. A Canadian manufacturer of foods is recalling a variety of seafood mousses and dips products due to possible contamination with a potentially life-threatening listeria bacteria.
Warning news. the Chinese government announces plans to introduce stricter regulations, inspections, and penalties to guard against the harmful and even life-threatening effects of illegal food additives, following such hazardous incidents as the recent recall of 16 tons of pork contaminated with toxic chemicals in Guangdong province.
Hello, I'm Genty the Gorilla, a happy vegan with a health tip for today. Cherries, both fresh and dried, are a natural food source of melatonin. This vital chemical is what regulates sleep. A study published in the Journal of Medicinal Food by United States researchers states that tart cherry juice can help you sleep. In addition, cherries are full of powerful antioxidants. Thanks so much for being veg and going green to save the planet. Thank you for your attention, and here's the weather around the globe.
In humanitarian news, the United Kingdom increases its donation to £40 million for the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF. This annual contribution for 2011-2012 almost doubles that of the previous year. The additional funding will be used by UNICEF to enhance child and maternal well-being for those in need. It will also be utilized to improve education through training more teachers and updating curriculums. Heaven's blessings and our gratitude, United Kingdom, for your continued generous support of the United Nations Children's Fund and its important work. May all receive the care and opportunities for a vibrant and happy future.
In conservation news, the number of European otters in Andalusia, Spain, substantially increases. A study by Mr. Miguel Clavero of the Forestry Technology Center of Catalonia and colleagues analyzed data collected from 1,038 subregions during nationwide otter surveys of 1985, 1995, and 2005. The researchers found that there was a 70% increase in the presence of the beautiful otters in Andalusia rivers during the last 20 years. There was also a growth in their population throughout the Iberian Peninsula, particularly in areas where human impact is minimal. Overall improvement in environmental conditions and the reduction of insecticides such as DDT seemed to aid the recovery. Our thankfulness, Mr. Miguel Clavero and colleagues, for this wonderful news. May all lives be cherished as humanity becomes dedicated guardians of the well-wishing animal kingdom. Up next on Noteworthy News, women in green saris provide an effective volunteer eco-patrol in Bangladesh. We're going out to enjoy the fresh air. Be right back. Stay tuned for more visionary news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, harmonious news for a stable world. In environmental news, a wildlife sanctuary in Bangladesh is protected by green sari-clad ladies from the local community. The 77 square kilometer Chinati Wildlife Reserve functions as a passageway for Asian elephants traveling between Bangladesh and Myanmar or Burma. The women volunteers' efforts to safeguard Chinati are part of a program funded by the United States Agency for International Development and German Agency for Technical Cooperation. It is based on collaboration between the government and community. The project in Chinati has successfully regenerated the forest and diverse wildlife which it supports. There are now 26 such conserved areas throughout Bangladesh. Our heartiest appreciation dedicated Lady Patrols, United States Agency for International Development, and German Agency for Technical Cooperation for your laudable joint efforts. May we see more such effective partnerships around the globe which protect our life-sustaining forests for present and future generations.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Guarani, an indigenous language spoken in some countries of South America. It is entitled Going Up.
Peteín mi tacuña hija y tú atendiendo Nueva York pe. Ojo peteín o gato y chape Empire State pe. Ha oyupimo pu aja pe uva poteín. Mi tacuña y pu aja apisa oñe purun oñe ñandu vaipa. Ojo jaguere uva tete. Mi tacuña y oña prende y tú apore. Ha oporandu y pu aropu. Tú añande ya la picó oiko añande ya jajina.
And now for our viewers' hardline on the China study, reducing the risk of disease through a vegan diet, which aired on Healthy Living. This program can also be accessed on our online archives.
Ask yourselves, what is more important, preventing the illness or curing it? I just ordered the book, The China Study. Rob from the United Kingdom.
Thank God for people like this who are dedicated to healing and educating us on a healthy way of living. Lizzie from USA.
I just came across this book and I have read an excerpt from it already. What an amazing book. Everyone should read this book. Our health is worth it, isn't it? Boost from Norway.
Health conscious Rob, Lizzie and Boost, it's good to receive your supportive comments. The meticulously researched study of Dr. T. Colin Campbell very clearly demonstrates that the plant-based diet is our best medicine for preventing and curing disease and is most beneficial for our general well-being. We are also very grateful to the esteemed Dr. Campbell for his very important work. May you and all the compassionate people of the United Kingdom, the United States and Norway be blessed by the divine. The China Study, the most comprehensive study of nutrition ever conducted, and the startling implications for diet, weight loss, and long-term health by Dr. T. Colin Campbell and with Dr. Thomas M. Campbell II, can be ordered at www.amazon.com.
Do you have a hardline today? We welcome your hardlines and stories. You can send them to hardline@suprememastertv.com. Address on your screen or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
Now we say berte, which means goodbye in Mongolian.
May your life be graced with nobility, wisdom, and compassion.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
With only days until the widely anticipated royal wedding of Prince William and Miss Kate Middleton on April 29, there are reportedly around 5,500 street parties planned across the United Kingdom on the special day, with London alone having registered for 800 street celebrations.
His Majesty King Abdullah II of Jordan welcomed Romanian President Dorian Bosescu to the capital Amman, where they discuss improving cooperation in all areas, as well as efforts towards achieving peace in the Middle East and Northern Africa.
With two satellites already launched and plans for a network of 30, the European Union's Galileo Constellation Satellite Navigation System is working in tandem with the already successful EGNOS system, which improves satellite reliability through a network of ground stations, making significant contributions to aviation, agriculture, and even assisting in shopping for the visually impaired.
A new contingent of Bolivian officers, civil employees, and reserve soldiers specializing in construction and healthcare arrive in Haiti to replace the existing group and continue with helping the country rebuild after the January 2010 earthquake.
Researchers at the Fraunhofer Institute in Germany are developing three-dimensional skin using existing human skin cells, which they hope will be able to replace animal testing of chemicals, pharmaceuticals and cosmetics, as well as organ reconstruction.
A two-year-old girl who accidentally slipped and fell while playing on the fourth-floor balcony of a hotel in Orlando, USA, was miraculously caught on the ground by British tourist Helen Beard, who saw her hanging from the railing and ran to save her in time.
With Bangladeshis still affected by the 2009 cyclone Ayla, the European Union is donating additional financial aid of 10 million euros to help rebuild homes, infrastructure, and people's lives.
Thanks to the keen ears of their canine boxer Duke, Jane Walsh and Sean Wood rescue a four-month-old Staffordshire Bull Terrier severely injured and left to die in an industrial bin in Cheshire East, UK, saying they will also adopt the puppy upon his release from the hospital.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.